Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Damon Runyon Theater, The Brain Goes Home, originally aired April 3rd, 1949.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Brain Goes Home. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. This is a story about a guy we call The Brain. Now, it so happens that there are not many citizens along the stem who will have a very good word for The Brain. In fact, said citizens are scarcer than winbets on a horse with no legs. But I say he does not deserve the deal he gets the night that... But that is a story which I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and one of the best known stories, The Brain Goes Home.
It so happens that one night I meet The Brain outside Mindy's. I have nothing in particular to do, so when he wishes me to walk a piece with him, I do. He is very quiet for a little while, and I see that he is thinking. In fact, that is why he is called The Brain, because he does quite a bit of thinking. And what he thinks is usually smart. Then, just when I am thinking this is going to be a pretty quiet walk, The Brain says to me as follows.
Broadway, you get around a lot, don't you?
Here and there and there and here. Why?
Well, people tell you things. I mean, people like Harry the Horse, Sorrowful Jones.
If you wish to know something that is told to me in confidence, I cannot tell you.
Nothing like that, Broadway. I just like to know what people think of me.
In what way, for example?
Well, maybe I ought to tell you.
Well, maybe.
Okay. You know, I got a lot of dough. There are some citizens who might say I made it the hard way, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there are a lot of characters here on the stem who'd like to see me wearing the lily, right?
I never hear that sort of talk directly, but...
But it's true. People think I haven't got any friends.
Look, Brain, what are you getting at?
I'm going to show you something, Broadway. I'm going to show you something, and after I do, you tell me what you think, fair enough?
Do we have to go someplace?
Three places.
Far?
Not very.
Where?
You'll see. And don't worry, everything's all right.
Well...
Come on, up this way. We'll hop a cab at 50 seconds.
Okay, Brain, but you are sure it is safe?
Like a baby's crib.
Apples.
Come on.
Apples.
You see, Broadway...
Apples, mister? Nice ripe apples?
No, thanks.
Wait a minute. Give me one on.
Here, this is the best one.
Yeah. Here you are.
Oh, I ain't got change for this.
Anybody ask you for change?
But a $20 bill...
It's a good one.
I don't ask for charity, mister. The apples are 10 cents apiece.
You're giving me an argument about the 20?
But I...
Go on, take it and keep the change.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Sure, sure. Forget it.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Is something funny, Brain?
Yeah. For a measly 20, that old doll acts like I give her a fortune.
It is probably more than she sees in a month.
Yeah. You eat the apple.
But you buy it.
I never eat apples. But never mind that now. We're going someplace.
So, The Brain and I hop a cab and cut over to Sutton Place, a very swell neighborhood. The Brain does not say why we are going there or what he is going to show me. Naturally, I am more than somewhat nervous because he is acting funny, kind of smiling to himself. I see nothing funny at all. Then we get out of the cab and stand in front of one of those swank places where the rent is about 3 G's a month. The Brain looks up at it for a second, then turns to me and says...
Nice place, isn't it, Broadway?
Very, very nice. But you do not live here. This is not your home.
Maybe it is. Come on.
You know somebody here?
Something like that.
I do not understand.
Ask questions later. Let's go in. Push that button.
Which one?
Right there. The one marked Doris Clare.
Who is this doll?
Never mind. Push the button.
Okay.
Come on.
Look, Brain, why do you not tell me what this is all about?
Don't be so nervous. Here we are.
Where?
You'll see.
Why, Brain, I didn't expect you.
Hiya, Doris. Can I come in?
Why, of course. Please do.
Hey, you really fixed up the place. Oh, Broadway, this is Doris. Doris, meet Broadway.
How do you do?
How are you?
I want to look over the place. They sent you the furniture you wanted?
Oh, yes, it came yesterday.
Swell. How about the studio? That turn out okay?
I'll show you. Look.
Uh-huh. Just the way you wanted it, eh?
Oh, yes. Every bit of it. It's so wonderful. I can paint all day.
Come here, Broadway. Look at this.
What is it?
A painting, you dope. Doris does stuff like this. She's got talent.
Oh?
What do you mean, oh?
Just plain oh.
Mr. Ferranti says my brushwork's quite good. Of course, he's a very expensive teacher, and he charges twice as much to come here as he would if I went to his studio.
He comes here. I set this place up for you, and you're working it.
I knew you'd say that.
Sure. You're happy, huh?
You know I am. But...
A what?
Nothing.
Oh, what's wrong?
Nothing. But, well, it's the money.
Oh, that's not your worry. Just keep working, Doris, and let me drop in once in a while, huh?
Of course. Anytime, Brain.
I'll remember that.
Please do.
Okay. Come on, Broadway. We gotta get going.
All this is very puzzling to me, but the Brain says nothing, just smiles as we get into another cab and drive over to Park Avenue to a big apartment building. And the rent here is also gold-plated. We go to one of the apartments, which is a modest affair of 8 rooms and 3 baths. There, the Brain introduces me to somebody else.
Broadway, this is Cynthia Harris. Cynthia, meet Broadway.
I'm very happy to know you, Mr. Broadway.
I am glad to know you.
How's the play coming, Cynthia?
Oh, I don't know, Brain. Some days it seems to be going beautifully, and then I can't work for days at a time.
Ah, don't worry about it, Cynthia. It'll come out all right. Meanwhile, everything all right here?
All right? What do you mean?
The apartment.
Oh, yes, it's magnificent. It's such a wonderful place to work. I feel as though the muse lives right here with me.
Who? Who moves in?
Oh, no, silly. The muse of writing, of drama.
Oh, I get it. How you fix the dough?
Well, I don't like to mention it, Brain.
Yeah. Will a grand see you through?
Oh, yes.
Seems to me a grand would see you through quite a bit.
I beg your pardon.
Don't pay any attention to him, Cynthia. He's like the rest of the characters on the stem.
Oh. Well, I may finish the first act sometime next week.
Swell, then you'll read it to me, eh?
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Meanwhile, if I drop in once in a while, it's okay, eh?
You know you're always more than welcome, Brain. Anytime.
How do you like that, Broadway?
Good, very good.
It's first class. Okay, Cynthia, we gotta go because we got one more stop to make.
So we make one more stop after we leave Cynthia's place. And it's the same story, only a different doll. This one is named Charlotte, and it seems she is studying dancing. Then the Brain and I go back to Mindy's. And it is there that he finally opens up.
Well, what are you so quiet about, Broadway?
Huh? Me? Well, just thinking.
Yeah, I know. And I'll lay better than 6 to 5, I know what you're thinking.
So, what am I thinking?
I am a sucker, a 14-carat solid gold sucker. Well, that what's on your mind?
It is none of my business.
Go on, talk. You afraid of me?
I have got nothing to be afraid of you for, Brain.
That's right. So, go ahead and talk.
I still think it is none of my business.
Now, look. Sooner or later, some of the other citizens are going to find out what you did tonight. You think they won't talk? You think they won't give a long, loud laugh?
Do you care?
No. Now talk, Broadway.
Okay, Brain, but you are not going to like it.
And there are a lot of things I don't like. One more won't tear the skin off my back.
I think you are a sucker.
I told you that. But why am I?
I know nothing about art, but if Miss Doris Clare is an artist, then I am a whole gallery full.
But she likes it.
She likes your dope.
Be careful, Broadway.
The only way I can be careful is to shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Well, the Cynthia doll is a phony. If she writes a play, then I am Shakespeare, about whom I know only the name.
And Charlotte?
The same. But, like I say, all this is none of my business. It is your dough, and if you wish to scatter it among those three dolls, that is your affair.
It is my affair. Broadway, I know Doris Clare is not an artist. I know Cynthia Harris cannot write her own name, and Charlotte is also of the same style.
Then why are you doing this?
Where do you live, Broadway?
What has that got to do with this?
I'll tell you. You live in a hotel. You got yourself cooped up in one room.
I like it.
Okay, you like it. That's your affair. But maybe you once had a home, huh?
Well, sure.
I didn't. Never. I was put on a doorstep when I was a baby. I was raised in an orphan asylum. I got out of there and kicked around till I was old enough to catch on that the world was a big place with a lot of people. A lot of people that tried to ace, deuce, tray me to death. I was double-crossed and put through the mill until I got sick of it. So I went out and I grabbed me a big handful of the world, see?
No, I don't get what you are driving at.
A home, Broadway. A home.
Home?
That's right. I want someplace where I can go and sit down and have somebody talk to me. Just talk, Broadway. Maybe you never got so you wanted to hear somebody talk about something besides horses and crap shooting and stuff like that.
And you are figuring these three dolls will give you that?
Yeah. I know it ain't like a real home, but it's... Well, it's better than a smoky room, a stack of chips, and a pocket full of IOUs.
Maybe I see what you are getting at now.
Yeah, maybe you do. But don't ever open your mouth about it, Broadway. I know what the rest of the characters are going to say. They'll all be wise guys and put the wrong reason on it.
And you do not ever want them to know the real reason, like you tell me.
I'm the brain, remember? The smart boy, the thinker, one step ahead of everybody else. I don't want anybody to know I got a soft spot.
I see.
You won't ever tell, will you, Broadway?
You know I will not tell.
No, I guess not. You're just not that type, Broadway.
So I keep my mouth closed. But it is not long before the other citizens along Broadway find out about the three dolls and the brain. And he is right about what they say. They all give the wrong reason, and there is quite a bit of laughing. Then I do not see the brain for quite some time, and I wonder how he is getting along. I find out one night, and what happens I would not believe if I do not see it myself. And I will tell you about it in a minute.